Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's start here, and the NFL owners officially said, screw running backs in this NFL, because there were three guys out there basically looking for deals. Rob G, jump on here. Tony Pollard with the Cowboys.
Right.
Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
With the Giants. And Josh Jacobs with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
None of them had to be signed by 4 o'clock today Eastern. It didn't happen.
Nobody, by the way, nobody expected it to happen.
But it didn't happen. Nobody broke down. And Fred... So these guys, Rob G, basically got nothing. Like, you know, so now they're saying that Tony Pollard, I guess, signed his franchise tag. He gave in. Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs apparently, reportedly, are not going to go to training camp. And they're going to hold out. And they refuse to take the franchise tag.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this. And I'm dead serious when I say this. Because this infuriates me. The NFL with all these big, strong, fearless guys who have to do a lot, Fred, to earn a living.
Right.
Are cowards. They refuse to stand up to these owners for what they should be making. All the NFL does is flaunt how much money they make. That's all they ever do. Like, look how much money we're making. We got the casinos in our back pocket and the gambling houses, and we got this and all of these TV shows. And when we put our schedule show on, look at the numbers. All they talk about is how much money they make.
Right.
But they don't want to pay the running backs a fair wage. And I even hear fans who are on board. Don't pay him. Oh, no, my God. Don't pay the running back. Let's use the guy up, Fred, for 5 years. Carry. Use him up when he's young and he's not getting paid any money. And then when the time comes to pay the guy, you don't want to do it. Franchise tag for 2 years. By that time, they're washed up. Let's just go get another guy. Let's go get another young running back, and he'll do carry the load until we don't pay that guy. Somebody has to stand up and say it ain't fair and it ain't right. And not just the running backs. Where are the rest of the NFL players? It's running backs today. It's DBs tomorrow or some other position where these guys will, Fred, decide not to pay them. Why are they allowing this to happen to some of their brethren? Everybody knows you can't win football without running the football, Fred, in certain situations. You need a yard to keep the drive going. You need a third down. You can't pass the ball. You need a running back. But they're trying to make it like running backs are a dime a dozen. And Saquon Barkley, I'm going to stand up and applaud this guy until the cows come home. He is the reason the New York freaking Giants are even relevant. He's the reason. You think it's Daniel Jones who they gave $40 million? It ain't. With Saquon Barkley in the backfield, Daniel Jones becomes a better quarterback because they have to defend Saquon Barkley. He can run, Fred, and he throws a little bit. That dude had like 13 touchdowns in the NFL last year. He's going to make $40 million, and there's no money for Saquon Barkley? Shame on the Giants. Shame on his rest of the brethren in the NFL who will let him on this fight by himself. And you know what, Saquon? You're doing the right thing. Stand up for yourself. How many times you going to let them kick you when the cows don't come home? I mean, how many times? And you know what? Fred, in order to get in this world, you got to give. You do. Kurt Flood, you young guys listening to this show, go Google the name Kurt Flood. There's only one reason why there's free agency in sports, Fred. That guy gave up his career.
All right, you good?
I'm good.
You good now? All right. Yeah, a smattering. A smattering. I'm of the assumption that the NFL's deal and salary cap with the players is collectively bargained. There is so much money to spend. Now, I'm not saying Saquon Barkley shouldn't get more. I'm not saying Josh Jacobs shouldn't get more. Austin Eckler, who plays for the Chargers, has been talking about this. He wanted a new deal as well. And that's all fine and good. But it's collectively bargained. Rob, if we were starting a basketball team and we're going to play fast, Rob. We're going to play like the Warriors. We're going to play small ball. We're going to go for it. As a matter of fact, the entire NBA does that. Let's say that's what happens. We're going to play small ball. We're going to go for it. And I got a guy like Shaq. Now, we want Shaq on the team. There's no question about that. But we're certainly not going to pay him as he would have been paid if the game had been different. Here's the problem. The game has changed. And the way players are evaluated has changed. And the importance of players in the minds of those that operate the franchises has changed. So if you're in a league that throws the ball and you don't run very much, you need to run. And Eric Dickerson, the Hall of Fame running back from the Rams, would tell you, you can't win if you don't run. But you have got to do something so incredible. You got to be Derrick Henry. At that point, okay, all right, let's pay him. And I'm also of the belief, and I mean this sincerely, everybody is underpaid. Everybody's underpaid. I don't care what you do for a living, you should make more money. If you show up every day, if you grind, if you bust your butt, if you do a good job, I think everybody's underpaid. But the problem is the value they're placing on the position within the salary cap does not allow them to pay. Look at Daniel Jones, $40 million. You got to have a quarterback. Is he the right guy? Is he the wrong guy? Well, they're going to find out because I always like to say, once you pay him, you got him. Now you got him. The Rams extended Matthew Stafford. Why? They didn't have to. They won a Super Bowl, but they certainly didn't have to extend him. All right, you got him. Once you pay him, you got him. And it affects your cap. They've determined in the NFL that the running back position is not as important as a wide receiver. It's pretty simple.
No, it's not, Fred. That's false.
No.
100% false. So let me explain to you.
All right, but wait. It's a passing league.
No.
And they're determining, and I'm not saying they're right, but they have determined that a receiver means more than a running back. Now, it could be wrong. It could be wrong.
Let me tell you, that's not why they're doing what they're doing. That you're right. It was collectively bargained.
Correct.
The worst collectively bargained agreement in the history of unions in the United States.
All right.
And they're using the loophole in this, which allows you to burn out a guy in 5 years and then not pay. It's a loophole that they're using. It's not that a running back's not important. It's that they can use that against the running back because most running backs the first 5 or 6 years are their best. So they're using that as the reason why they're not paying. Dalvin Cook was a pro bowler, is one of the best running backs in the – he's a free, looking for a job. Why is Dalvin Cook? They don't want to pay him. It's not that he can't run or he's not important.
Yeah, but they believe they've got another young guy they can plug right in.
But that's not why – that can't be allowed if your players in that league. Let these guys have – give them a 3-year contract that's fully guaranteed. After 3 years, Fred, if they're no good, you let them go. If they're good, then you pay them again.
Who gets a fully guaranteed contract in the NFL?
Well, running back should, because of the way that they're using these guys. You're asking a guy to have so many touches that affects him. He's getting hit every time he touches the ball, Fred. He's in a different position. Even wide receivers are targeted 10, 11 times a game, sometimes not even having any contact. You can't tell me that the guy who's put in the most work and has more of a possibility of an adverse effect on his livelihood is the running back, but you need the running back to win.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The only thing worse than that...
Where's the Royal Canadian Mounted Police?
I know, they should be at the door right now.
They're riding in.
The only thing worse than that was Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, he sang it too?
No, he opened up his pie hole and said he deserves every opportunity to win a title. Listen to this craziness, Fred. Listen to this.
Okay. I just want to win a championship.
beyond whatever it takes. I don't know what that's called, me, whether it's in Philly or, anywhere else. I just want to have a chance to accomplish that. I want to see what it feels like to win that first one, and then you can think about, the next one. It's not easy. But it takes more than, one, two, three guys. Gotta have, good people around you and, myself, every single day I work hard to, be at that level so I can produce and make it happen. So,
what was wrong with his pie hole, Rob?
Well, Fred, they went to Boston, okay? Can I explain what happened this past season?
Please do.
He won the MVP. Wrongly, I might add, because of Kendrick Perkins and all those people who campaigned against the Joker, okay, who were all wound up with mud on their face. They didn't think he deserved it. And what did the guy do, Fred? He won a world championship and was a hell of a player and broke all kinds of playoff and finals records. He was tremendous. And Embiid won the MVP, okay? So he bellyached enough. They felt he deserved a shot at an MVP. They gave him one. Game one against the Celtics, there's no Embiid, and James Harden goes into Boston, and they win game one.
Okay.
They go to Boston for game five and win game five to go up 3-2. All they have to do is win one of the final two games.
All right.
To be able to advance.
Okay.
And what'd they do? They lost them both, and Joel Embiid was a no-show. And now he's going to talk about he deserves a chance to win a title. You had a chance this past year coming off your MVP season. I mean, these guys, really? Oh, I want a chance to win. Send me to a team where I can win or whatever. How about doing it the old-fashioned way? How about pulling up your sleeves, Fred, and pulling up your own
bootstraps.
Thank you. Bootstraps. There you go. I couldn't even get it out.
Yeah.
Do that and win a championship rather than always wanting to be like ready-made. You know what they want? They want you to tear the package open, pour it in the bowl, add some water, and stir, and that's supposed to get them a championship. I'm so tired of these guys.
Well, all right. First of all, I'm not sure that he wanted to be ready-made, poured into a bowl, stirred, and won. I'm not sure that's what he said. The other part of it is he could very well be saying, I want to win a championship here. Rob, his body of work over the years, when he has not been injured.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay.
Okay. It's been pretty good. I mean, he is a guy.
He did miss the first 3 years, right?
Well, stuff happens.
Okay.
Look at Zion Williamson. We're going to give that guy $145 million. For what? Why are you paying him? He hadn't even played. But that's the NBA. Okay. So, his frustration is he's not won. I can see him wanting to win. And unless I'm really wrong, I don't think he said, and I don't want it to be here. I don't think that's what he said. I want to win anywhere but here. I also don't think he said, send me any place but here. I think what he's saying is, I want to win. And I think I'm glad he said it. I want to win.
Do you have to say that? Is anybody playing professional sports not want to win, Fred?
Yeah, but look.
But for him to throw in, I want to win here or wherever it may be or whatever. Like we already know that. Just say I want to win a championship. You don't need to say somewhere else. The fans in Philadelphia want to hear that.
Well, the fans in
seriously.
The fans in Philadelphia aren't happy.
Why do they want to hear that? Or wherever it may be. I don't know. It might not be here.
It's Monday.
Really?
It's Monday at 8:09 Eastern time. The fans in Philadelphia are not happy.
They're not happy all. I get
That's what I'm saying. So he's making a statement. I want to win.
All right, but that's enough. I want to win. That is self-explanatory. You don't have to add here or somewhere else. You just want to win. And if you can win in Philadelphia and step up to the table and be big in big games, then that's fine.
But has he never been big in big games throughout his career? Has he never played well in big games?
He's played poorly a lot as well, Fred, in big games. The Boston series, exactly. Go look at Rob G. You got the box score to the last two games? He was a no-show. Casper the Friendly Ghost was there.
Yeah, and Rob G would have that just top of mind. Hey, what's the box score of the last two Philly-Boston games?
Well, he's the best producer in the radio. He has it.
Okay.
It'll take about 15 minutes, but he has it.
Exactly.
See, look, he's got it.
Yeah, that's who he is.
last two games against Boston here in these playoffs, Joel Embiid went 14 for 37 shooting from the field.
Well, you can't blame him. He certainly took some shots. They just didn't fall. What do you mean he didn't show up?
He didn't take shots, though, and didn't he not shoot in game 7? Didn't
14 for 37?
No, but if you go look back in that game, what did he have in game 7? Remember, they stopped shooting. I think he didn't shoot for it. He just stopped, like gave up.
What do you call him, Anthony Davis?
Maybe. My point is, he's the last guy that should be talking about wanting to win a championship, and if it isn't Philadelphia, somewhere else. I'm just saying, if he performed and did everything, they built a team. You remember they told us to trust the process, and they got all these draft picks, and they did all this, and they went to the Eastern Conference Finals a couple times. They just never won. So it's not like he didn't have a chance to win a championship, Fred. The 76ers have done is just about everything that they could. They had Jimmy Butler, right? They brought Jimmy Butler in.
Absolutely.
They had James Harden, or they still have him. But they brought in stars to complement him, right? Ben Simmons didn't work out. They moved Ben Simmons. I mean, I'm saying, like, it ain't like they're not trying, but you also need to show up. That's what gets me with these guys.
Well, look, I really felt badly with the Sixers being eliminated for Doc Rivers, because when you get to the big game, he's done it once, but not since. They cannot close the deal. And I feel badly for Doc Rivers. For Joel Embiid, I'd be frustrated. And I see, you know, he didn't show up. His body of work would indicate he can win. And I just think it's been a set of unfortunate circumstances. It has been in the league so long now that it's like, okay, I'm just going to say it. I'm tired of this. I want to win. I want to win wherever. I want to win.
But you just should say that. I want to win. I think everybody would embrace that. If I'm a fan in Philadelphia, he wants to win. But that's you don't need to say that.
You know what I think he was doing?
I want to eat, Fred. Do I need to? I have to eat, right?
Where do you want to eat at? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know what I think he was referring to, where I want to win here or wherever? I think he means he wants to win on the road. So if the Sixers are in a game 7 in Boston, he wants to win there. He wants to win on the road. He wants to win, period. I don't know. I understand what you're saying, and I get it. But I'll ask you this. All right, big men around the league, would you take him? I would. I would take him in a heartbeat. Would you want him on your team? I would.
Yeah, but you
I would want him in a heartbeat.
You can't be the guy belly aching about winning and just hinting that you're going somewhere else if they don't win or they don't do what they need to do. You need to play better, because that would be my question. Is it about Joel Embiid playing better or the Sixers being better as far as putting together a team? Which one is it? Because I think it's about Joel Embiid playing better.
And I think it's about the Sixers putting a team together.
See, and you know what? Embiid has shot 40% or worse from the field in 18 of his 53 career playoff games. So 34% of the time, he's played poorly, 34%. And he's sitting around talking about whether I can win here or somewhere else. Play better. If you play better in the postseason, you have a better chance of winning. You're the guy. You're Mr. MVP now.
Well, he is Mr. MVP now. Now let's see what he does this year. I have to tell you, I hear what you're saying, and I understand you're offended by his remark about wherever.
Right, that part bothers
me. That's the part that's the only thing that's bothering you.
Right.
And he said wherever. I'm saying wherever could be in Philly, and he wants it to be there. I'm telling you, he wants it to be there. He's frustrated. I get it. I understand. He's been in the league. He should win. And perhaps, you know, you go, well, they had James Harden, but they also had Ben Simmons. And who, you know what? They didn't have enough to win, period.
They had Jimmy Butler.
They had Jimmy Butler. They didn't have enough to win. They had Doc Rivers. He couldn't win.
You know what?
And I like Doc a lot.
That team was so sick, it didn't need a doctor anymore. It needed a nurse, so they made a change.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Talk about LeBron James all the time.
Right.
And then today, Rob G, can you tell us what LeBron, his agent, announced?
He is no longer going to be number six. He is going to be going back to number 23, according to Rich Paul. Quote, it's LeBron's decision. He chose to do it out of respect for Bill Russell.
He could have done that a long time ago. Am I missing something?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, Rob, because if you recall, back in 2009, LeBron said the NBA should retire the number 23 across the NBA in honor of Michael Jordan, and then promptly wore number 23 for 10 more years.
Right, right. Not. You know what? This is LeBron all over, Fred, and this is why, to me, he reminds me of Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah?
You know, Baskin-Robbins is the home of the soft serve.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is always about the self-serve. It's always about LeBron, and this is not... it's self-serving. Like, oh my, you just said it. If this was something that he was really serious about, he wouldn't have wore the number if it was about Bill Russell. Why is it now? He just wants to be in the news. He just wants to have a storyline, Fred. Why now with Bill Russell?
Well, because it was like 4 days since he announced everyone was lucky that he wasn't retiring.
What do you think about the wording of that? That we're you guys are lucky.
You guys are lucky.
I'm sticking around for a 21st season.
Yeah, we're lucky. We're the lucky ones. Thank you, King. Thank you.
Oh. I told you, in this country, I only recognize one king. That's Burger King.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
The thing is...
Steve, well, that was funny, Steve. You didn't laugh? Okay.
It wasn't bad.
That was, come on, Fred. Really?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. All right. Here's the thing about LeBron, and I think this is why he gets under so many people's skin. Because he's so good, he doesn't need to do this kind of
thing. Right. Like,
he's so good. He's such 100%. An incredible talent.
Just let it speak for itself. Right. You don't need to manipulate. You don't need to stay in people's... always throwing stuff out in the playoffs. Remember a couple years ago when they were out of it, he's tweeting during the playoffs and trying to interject himself and all this other stuff.
It's not necessary.
It's just not necessary.
You know what? You're so good. You're so talented. You've had such an incredible run. You just don't need to do this kind of thing. You don't need to say, after the Lakers are eliminated, you know, I'm thinking about retiring. Well, no, you're not.
No.
I can tell you that right now. No, you're not thinking about retiring.
That was a ploy.
Well, of course.
To change the dialogue in the story. Didn't want to talk about being swept by Denver. And he had AD. Him and AD were healthy. And they got swept.
You're better than that. You know what? This might be it for me. No, it's not going to be it for you. You know why? There's 96 million reasons why it's not going to be it for you.
And also, all he's talked about is that he wants to play with Bronny.
Yeah,
so what? Why would you? And if somebody would... A reporter there should have pressed him, you know? Really? So you don't want to play with Bronny because that's what you've been talking about for the last 3 years.
Right.
So is that out the window? Put some pressure on him to answer questions and ask really. Oh, so you're going to forfeit your $96 million that's left on your contract? Ask those questions and have them. And then they'll probably be, press conference is over, you know.
Well, like that's what it would be, by the way.
It would be. Because those are the questions that need to be asked, Fred.
Right.
How frustrating is it to watch press conferences sometime?
Well, it's very frustrating, and especially with him because they control the entire narrative. So then he goes at the ESPYs and tells everybody, we're the lucky ones. This is great. You guys get to see me again. Everybody relax. Well, nobody was worried because you weren't retiring anyway.
And then ESPN had the nerve to have breaking news that right. He's coming back.
Yeah, because it's a joke. And then take it one step further. In that moment, when he's making that speech in front of those people, that audience, people that respect and admire what he has done throughout his career, isn't that the moment, instead of telling everybody, you're lucky I'm coming back, isn't that the moment to say, you know, I've given this some thought. And I want to pay tribute to Bill Russell.
Yes.
I want to honor his
Thank
memory.
Thank you. There's the moment right there.
There's
instead of making
the
it
moment.
About, instead of self-serve.
Right.
Self-serve. He's the Baskin Robbins of the NBA. It's always self-serving. Everything. And you're right. That's the moment. Hey, let me tell you. I'm going to give up my number. Oh, long overdue. I can't believe I wore it as long as I did. Bill Russell deserves this, and what a great moment this would be for him and his family.
And there's your standing ovation. There's your standing ovation. And that's what they take away from all of that. Is, wow.
Wow, what a great idea. What a forum to present
exactly.
this.
In front of that group of people.
No doubt about it. That's, Fred, spot on.
Yeah. Instead of, you're all lucky, I'm coming back. You know, a week later, my agent says I'm giving up the number. Why? Just so we can talk about you. If you really notice and you follow LeBron, and again, you cannot deny his talent, so please don't misunderstand the difference between how he is conducting himself and his talent.
He's a great player. That's not even in question.
Right. We know that. But, you know, every week, it's like when he threatened retirement, then he was sending out these Instagram posts. Well, you know, how will you feel if I'm not here? What? Really? Seriously? You're not going anywhere.
But somebody should say, this league has been around for almost 100 years, right? 80 years. Great players have come and gone. Fred, people who really believe, like, I hear fans say, he's gone. Dude, Michael Jordan's gone. Bill Russell's gone. Like the league continues. Other players, right? They continue to play. Now, KNBC may never be the same again.
Thank you.
But that's something different.
Yeah, well, it's a different story altogether.
Right?
Of course.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. No, you know what? That's one thing. It's the cycle. Somebody goes, and no matter how good they were for how many years, somebody's going to replace them.
What is NBC going to do when Johnny Carson retires? They'll get another guy.
They'll hire Jay Leno.
Right.
Yeah. Done.
What are you going to do when Letterman retires? They'll hire somebody.
They'll find Stephen Colbert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stop. Why,
exactly.
Why are people caught up on that? We are all replaceable. The NBA will go on with or without LeBron. Nobody will forget him. They'll realize what a great player he is. But he doesn't have to keep banging this drum.
He's better than that. That's all I'm saying. I think that's what gets under everybody's skin. He's better than that. He is the best. All right. Then we'll acknowledge that. You don't have to reinforce it.
I don't get it. I just I'll tell you, of all the things he ever said, the one that just got to me the worst was, oh yeah, when we came back from that 3-1 deficit to Golden State, that's when I knew I was the GOAT.
Well, Rob, let's be honest. We all know the Odd Couple goes on without Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, so
it just keeps going.
That's what I'm saying.
Whether we're here or not.
It'd just be a different named couple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know, Alex. You sure?
No, I'm not sure.
There's only one Odd Couple.
I heard there's a Diet Coke.
That is
odd
absolutely
couple.
Not true.
Oh, there's another Odd Couple?
Rob, how many Odd Couples have you specifically been a part
That's
of?
That's a good point.
What?
At least three.
No, I've only been on two Odd Couples.
Right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or... get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.